You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America. This is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Hour number two, we've modified the schedule because we had to. We had a little late in the first hour, so we'll shorten this one up. 402-464-5685, Starter Heyman text line, Honda League and Hotline, and the Starter Heyman live video stream, Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, and Twitter. Jay Foreman, let them know they're Mercado.
Certified Piedmontese and Butcher Shop, 84th and Havelock. Spacious parking. Spacious restaurant, spacious butcher shop, every type of meat, every type of cut. They got seafood. They got their own spices, their own sauces. They got pasta. They got street tacos. They got my favorite, which is strawberry sorbet. On their own, beef jerky. I don't know. They got everything in there. I even seen some, vegetables in there, Nate.
Lots of when you go into the deli space. There's literally everything. There's everything. So it's there.
I'm coming there. Next time. I told you I'm it's coming.
There. It's there. It's there. you guys know me well enough to know that I wait for facts before I get into rumor talk. I allow news breakers to break news. I don't do the rumor thing. And I'm talking to y'all. So rumors will be rumors until they're fact. And that's how I work. I am regulated and ruled by the FCC. So I have a different – that whole rumor thing is not a space that I can work in. Through a part of the transition is looking at players that have eligibility to return. And it's big. So when you look at this Husker roster, the first junior that pops up is Trey Palmer.
Yeah.
In your thinking, this thing that if Palmer, Grant, Marcus Washington, Newsom, Braxton Clark, Casey Thompson, Omar Brown, Tyreek Johnson, Matt Masker, Luke Reimer, Brody Belt, O'Shawn Mathis, Phelan Sanford, Garrett Nelson, who else? Borkature, Lineman Ian Borkutcher, Nuri, Hunter Anthony, Colton Feast, Wyatt Lever, Stephon Wynn Jr., Cameron Piper, and then Cade Mueller. Those are some of the juniors have another year of eligibility. Some have kind of whispered that they were going to stay in the program and be around the program. Others have kind of whispered that they would move on. How do you go about that? If you're Matt Rhule, are you looking at this group? Because there's some leaders in this group. What do you do with this?
You got to re-recruit your roster. I mean, you know, you just – well, if it, well, it's different levels, right? So you got Trey Palmer. He's thinking about going to the NFL. You at least, you know, hope with Trey would be receptive to a conversation just to, you know, whether you meet him or, you know, just to meet him if he's in town or by the phone because, you know, I don't know if Trey's off. I don't know if he signed with an agent and all that. That's his business. So you – that's the level that that's the highest level because he's already made the decision as soon as the game was over.
Right.
You know, probably after like his first touchdown, he's like, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and make sure this tweet is timed out or instant, whatever it was. So that's a different conversation because Trey has already made his decision. You're trying to introduce yourself, offer any assistance because you just came from there. So you're
really trying to help. Like, hey,
trying to help. Like, dude, I have more direct knowledge than your any type of runner or agent can tell you.
Especially because you know the agents are trying to get your business.
Well, the agents are they're see. Here's what people don't understand. You'll have scouts that'll come around and they'll give 90 first round grades, first second round grades. Well, there's only 63 guys that get drafted, so there's 30 some guys that are just left hanging. Well, then they drop to the – if everything goes right, then they would drop to the third round. Well, guess what? They've given 120 third to fifth round grades and probably 400 total fifth to free agent grades. So there's a whole pool of guys that are, you know, still on the angst of getting – and things can change. So that – he could assist Trey in that. He has – he could call up the GM right there in Charlotte.
And have Trey be a part of the conversation.
Yeah, or just relayed factual knowledge.
Well, you know, this is also a problem because we also know that there are people in that space that will say what wants to be heard rather than what actually is said.
No, not necessarily. Most GMs, for a guy that's thinking about going, and if you know him on a personal level, will tell you.
Well, they'll tell you.
They'll tell Matt Rhule, and that's what he's going to try to do.
Okay.
If he wants that.
Okay,
and then there's, say, like O'Shawn, where he's trying to decide what he's going to do. That's a conversation that you might lean more towards, okay, this is where you might be thinking you're going or what are you hearing? This is what I've done with a person like you. This is where I think you can improve, and this is what I would advise you to do.
In your mind, can O'Shawn play 4-3 if Matt Rhule makes the change to 4-3? Because the same question applies to Garrett Nelson, right?
That
if they switch to 4-3,
they both would flourish.
How would you use them? Defensive ends, outside backers. How would you use
hand in the ground? And they're both they both can play on their feet, so you don't necessarily have to have your hand in the dirt. I think Garrett performs almost better hand in the dirt.
Okay.
I think O'Shawn can do both, but I actually like.
Well, they played him a lot of tackle this year. He was inside
a lot. So I think if you can, you know, to do that, and they're both kind of the same. I think O'Shawn is probably more thinking about the pros than Garrett. Garrett has another tremendous opportunity to really, really cement himself as far as being a draft pick, and doing it. We're coming back, and then you're talking about the leadership thing. Then you're talking to Luke Reimer. You're talking to the Nick Heinrichs. You're trying to find out who's a possible leader across the line or offensive line, you know, and you know, obviously Casey's probably at the top of that list.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Good talk to. I think it'd be a good marriage, partnership, or whatever you say, could think of, with Casey and
could,
Matt.
I mean, could you use
office.
Yeah, could you because use he can, them
he
both?
He can do it. Casey's a good passer. People just think he can't run. He can run. He's a good athlete. So if you mix in a little RPO, drop back and all that, I think Matt Rhule has enough experience, at least from his Temple offense to his Baylor offense. Temple offense to Baylor offense, that he's willing and able to adapt his offense to his personnel. You got to think of a guy like Marcus Washington. I think, you can talk to him into saying, okay, if Trey's gone, now you really go to the 1A, and this is where I think you can improve. Be more consistent in your daily approach, X, Y, and Z. So you re-recruit your roster, then you see where you're at, and then that affects the recruiting as far as, the percentages of high school kids, JUCO kids, transfer portal kids, the first transfer portal hit, and then the second one, because you got to project that there's going to be guys that might be in the transfer portal coming and going after spring. So then you got to so your roster really won't be kind of set depth wise, right? Because a guy that's going to be starting, why would he go into transfer portal? A guy that's going to be playing or is doing well in spring and all that, why would he go into the guys that you'd be the, does he want to wait and face competition from, the coaches, guys coming in, which is the new recruits. Those are the guys you got to worry about for the depth. But those are the guys that sometimes get thrust into starting positions, and the next thing they're really good players. So, the roster really won't be set until you really get closer to fall camp. But initially, you'll be able to see it. Once the staff is set, I think you can kind of maybe forecast, who could do where, because then you can
style of play
and all that. But I think O'Shawn and Garrett can play, 4-3 ends. And I think they could be good in the system that I've seen at, Matt Rhule type of defenses do. So I don't know who his coordinator is. I don't know much about Pop Roast as a defensive line coach, but I know he's played 8 years. So I know he has obviously real close present day experience playing. So I think that, it could all work itself out. So I think that, they all got to make the best decision for them. I would always advise of, if you're not for sure 1 through 3, your best bet is to come play, because I'm assuming you're going to have NIL opportunities here that are at the almost – you're playing football, so you're playing better. You're going to get better if you put in the work. And you'll be able to reap the benefits as far as NIL versus getting in the, off-season camp, go to training camp. Next thing you know, because the way you go, you get there in mini camp, everybody's getting reps. When it comes down to game time, now with less preseason games, the ability to go get another employment becomes harder because you're playing one, maybe two less preseason games than when I played. When I got to Buffalo, John Butler was talking to all of us, like, you guys are in a great situation because you're going to get so much tape during the training camp that even if it doesn't work out here,
somebody
he will. Always talked about the percentage of guys that latch on and then they have careers after that. So that's not the way they do things now. They don't hit. So they don't do things that help you separate yourself. So that's why the decisions you have to make as far as all the way back to where you go, what school you go to, transfer portal if you go in or coming, and then obviously, you know, whether you decide to try to test your waters in the pros is so paramount, because one bad decision, emotional, impulsive decision, obviously can leave you, you know, behind the eight ball as far as, you know, being successful. And look, if you're at Nebraska and say you got, I don't know, 60,000 NIL package and you have the ability to put like, I don't know, 20,000 in your pocket by the time you leave Nebraska, you know, it's a small
whatever
step.
That number is.
Yeah, whatever it is. Just, I mean, I'm just talking about that. I'm just talking about 1 year.
Yeah.
Right? And you're way ahead of the game. And, you know, then a lot of people out there. So I think it's just something you have to do. You know, to think about and be smart about.
I think for me and the curiosity of now that you've got a second team all Big Ten linebacker that's played in the system and been in the system, and now he's going to have to change. Like Luke Reimer, depending on who comes in and what system they're going to run, you're going to have that dude you're talking about, a second team all Big Ten or honorable mention all Big Ten. The comfort of knowing what defense you're playing in and who you're going to coach, by.
But you know what? If I'm a coach and I'm coming in, if I'm coaching Luke or if I'm coaching Garrett or, you know, Ernest or even Nick, they're watching tape, right? And every coach, and you know this, DP, every coach is looking at every player like, yeah, I can get a little bit more out of him. Oh, he can actually play a little bit better in our system.
Yep.
This is what he does well. You know, if you're just thinking just off the cuff of 4-3, you know, and this is just me just thinking. If you had O'Shawn and Garrett, you got to really, you know, improve in the defensive tackles. But you got Ty Robinson, you can have a middle linebacker, and you have Ernest Hausman and Luke Reimer as your, you know, kind of behind the ball linebackers. Or if you kind of have a 3-man rotation there because of injury and obviously lack of experience with Ernest Hausman, you know, you're way ahead of the game as if if I just took over a linebacker job at say like Northwest Missouri State and three seniors just graduated.
Yeah.
So you got some options there.
And folks that you can go out and get. Like that's the other thing is.
And it's not I gotta go get Nate Brennan or a guy and he has to be a 12-game starter.
Nate's coach said no.
He's still mad about the.
Well, he said he couldn't trust him because he said, you know, he gets a little emotional. Sometimes he makes emotional decisions.
I'm going to put this out there. I still got eligibility. I'll go ahead and throw that out there.
There's a reason.
I'll throw that out
there's there. That is a Jay Foreman prophecy. There's a reason why some people have eligibility. There's a reason why. We'll throw it to break more old school when we come back.
Watch Old School Live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with DP and Jay. On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.